Podcast, number 5, July 2005. Well, in a minute we're going to hear from Boogie and Grant, the 4th 1FM DJs who visited the Gig in the Grass this year, and they're sharing some of their experiences as DJs on the commercial radio with our NGS podcasters. But first, a very quick review of last night's superb BBC Schools Shakespeare Festival, in which Musselburgh Grammar School featured. This was a record-breaking event, with Musselburgh Grammar School sharing the stage with Dunbar Grammar School, Lasswade High School Centre and James Gillespie's High School. What took place last night was a Shakespeare performance involving 10,000 young performers, 400 schools and 100 theatres, including the Brunton Theatre in Musselburgh, and the home team were absolutely fantastic in their 30-minute shortened version of Macbeth. Miss Moore was the director and had a wonderful time producing it, although it was certainly a lot of hard work, but the reaction of the audience said it all. It was absolutely fantastic, and the concentration and the effect that the public got from the young performers was absolutely superb. So well done to Musselburgh Grammar School there, something I think that we can all be very, very proud of. Now it's time for that interview. Enjoy your summer holiday and listen out in case there's some more NGS podcasts that happen to appear during the summer holidays.
Here's Emma, Alison and Dion at Gig in the Grass interviewing Grant and Boogie.
What do you enjoy doing the most on the radio?
Well, my name's Grant, I work on 4th One. I enjoy very much playing the records. Also, interacting with people, which is a great part of what you do in the radio. You get to hear from people through texts, you get to hear from them through emails, telephone calls, and that's what makes radio so exciting, because you can just be having a normal little show 1 minute and then you get one text or one email and then all of a sudden it can change. Is that right, Boogie?
That's right. I'm Boogie from 4th One, and the thing I like best about my job is that I get to meet loads of famous people and then interview them. It's all good. You know, I've met really famous people like Grant Stott.
Yeah, thank you.
And Kylie Minogue. Mm-hmm. And Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. And McFly. So it's all very exciting.
Ah, we love McFly!
McFly or Barry?
What is it like being a radio DJ?
Well, it's great because you get paid to do the best job in the world. You know, you just get paid to play some records and have a laugh with your mates, and it's like you get paid to do that. It's the best job in the world, isn't it? It's like, well, I can only imagine being a football player is better, but then again, you've got to run a bit daft for half an hour.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a football player, I don't think I'd be a very good one, because I'm rubbish. I'm rubbish at football. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't work if I got a job as a football player, because I would be instantly found out.
That's right.
That I'm rubbish.
Yeah, but you managed to get away with it on the radio for a long time.
Exactly, that was my next point. But there are ways that you can survive without getting found out, like working on the radio for 2.5 hours, finishing at 12 o'clock in the day, done. Brilliant.
What got you into or made you want to start being a DJ?
I started as a DJ at school, and I was DJing at the school youth club, getting behind the decks, similar to what the guys are doing today. However, the technology wasn't quite as advanced as it is now. It was literally two record decks playing bits of plastic called vinyl, and used to play them in between. And basically, my first links used to consist of, "Hi, that was Haircut 100, and by the way, Sharon fancies Davey. Here's Adam and the Ants." And that was basically my first links.
You've not actually moved on that
I've not really moved on an awful lot, no. Since not then. An awful lot. And then from working in school radio, I then worked in nightclubs, and then I worked in Top Man, and I used to do Radio Top Man. I did.
You did.
And in Princess Street and Top Man, and I used to sit there and play the records and tell everybody, all the shoppers, of what bargains were on store that weekend.
When I used to be about, I don't know, 12, 13, 14, I used to listen to the radio in the morning. My dad was in sales, and so he used to drive about in his car a lot. And when I used to be on holidays from school, I used to go about with him. And we would just sit listening to the radio and just having a right laugh. And I thought, oh, that sounds like fun. So I'd like to do that for a job. And then, similar to Grant, just when I was at school, started doing some DJing in like youth clubs and stuff like that, and eventually did some hospital radio, and then just moved my way up through the ranks.
Who do you like presenting the most with?
Well, funnily enough, I've had a good fortune to work with a lot of different people in the radio and in television, and that's very, very important that you get on with the person that you work with. And I have to say, at the moment, I'm having an awful lot of fun with this man sitting on my left, because Boogie and I we very quickly established a relationship and a bit of a rapport. We both have a similar sense of humour, we both have similar interests, and that sort of reflects on the region a little bit. We have a bit of banter, we do enjoy doing things that we did today, getting up on stage in front of folk and having a laugh with a microphone and doing gigs like that. And so I would say I have a lot of fun with Boogie.
Yeah, likewise.
No pressure, but your answer, Boogie, but your favourite presenter?
Well, my favourite presenter to work with is unquestionably the person I get on best with at Radio 4th, is Vicky, who's on the show with me. And we always have good fun in the mornings. No, I'm only joking. Well, we do have good fun. Digging myself a hole. We do have a good time working together. Vicky and I work probably closest together because we're on at the same time in the studio together the whole time. But obviously, other presenters that I work with, my big mate's the best. That's Mark Martin. And Grant's all right as well.
Being a DJ must be fun, but can it be a demanding job?
It can be a demanding job when you're not in the mood. Now, everybody has the days when they just can't be bothered. Everybody has days when you get up in the morning and you go, I just can't be bothered doing anything today. Even though it's something that you enjoy doing, like coming to school and doing maths. Something like that. I'm sure there are days when you think, I can't be bothered doing maths today. Well, sometimes I go into work and go, I just do a line on my bed. I quite like a wee morning off. However, the listener isn't interested in that. They don't necessarily want to know whether you can be bothered or not. They just want you to play the records and have a laugh. So you sometimes have to push it a little bit further than you would normally have to. But it's, as a whole, that really happens.
The most demanding thing for me is slightly different because of the shifts that I work. Because I'm on the radio at 6 o'clock in the morning every day, whilst people are waking up and going to their work, that means I need to get out of my bed at 4 o'clock in the morning every single day. So that's a bit demanding, you know, because every day, and it kind of ruins your social life during the week because you kind of go out until 10, 11 o'clock at night and still get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and still sound fresh on the radio, you know what I mean? So you have to have early nights during the week, but it's a small price to pay because at the end of the day I finish my job at 9:30 in the morning and then I go golfing.
Would you come back again, like, to do other things as well and perform again in front of people?
At Musselburgh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. What a blast. Just go and get us another microphone next time.
Well, the cash hasn't been counted yet, but the gig in the grass almost certainly raised over £2,000 for the 4th One Children's Charity. So, what did Grant and Boogie make of Musselburgh Grammar School and the gig in the grass?
It was a really good crowd. We had a right good laugh today, and everybody seemed really up for it. Everybody in a good mood, well behaved. Apart from some of the songs that DJ played at the end. Oh, we saw that Public Enemy. So that was all good, but well, right good laugh, and obviously everybody's in a good mood because of the holidays. 15 weeks they're off this year, I have.
15 weeks.
15 weeks they don't have to come back to school. Most kids are only off for 7, but must have been such a happy school that they give the kids 15 weeks off.
That's
amazing. So they'll come back for a fortnight and then it's Christmas.
That's great. Yes, we've had a great time, and thanks for having us, Musselburgh Grammar.